Hi there, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Two-Ton Baker, the music maker. Say, I've got another story about Gus the Gopher for you. Did you know that Christmas almost didn't come this year? And did you know that a certain little gopher named Gus became a hero because he helped Santa Claus? Oh, but wait a minute. I'm getting a little ahead of my story here. Here's how it happened. You see, he wanted to have all sorts of daring adventures. So one day I went down into Gus the Gopher's little home deep down under the ground. Oh, let's see here. Oh, I guess Gus the Gopher's sleeping. Come on, Gus, wake up. Come on now.
Oh, it's so nice and cozy here, and it's so cold outside. It's almost Christmas. Soon the ground will be covered with snow. I think I'll just curl up and have a little sleep. Who's there? I want to sleep.
Hello.
Why, it's little Randy Rabbit. And your eyes are all red from crying. Did somebody steal your carrots?
Haven't you heard the sad news? All the animals in the forest are feeling very, very sad. Santa Claus is having some trouble at the North Pole, and he may not be here for Christmas.
Did you hear that, Gus? There's your chance to make all the children in the world happy again. Santa Claus needs your help, Gus. Go on now, get packed for the North Pole.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
But it's cold at the North Pole, and I want to stay in my comfy little house.
Gus, this is your chance to be a hero.
Well, it's hard to be a hero.
Sure it's hard, Gus. But everything that's worthwhile having is mighty hard to get. Here's good advice that's tried and true. Here's the thing that's hard to do. Don't spend your life in bed. Jump out and go ahead. 'Cause Santa Claus is waiting for you. Great deeds take effort, so I'm told. When first you swim, the water's cold. To swing on a trapeze is never done with ease. Keep trying and you'll grow more bold.
I'll go up to that old North Pole and see what's holding up Santa Claus. Cheer up, Randy Rabbit. I'll show everyone that Gus the Gopher's not a loafer. I don't care if I freeze. Who wants a life of ease? North Pole, here I come!
And so our brave little hero, Gus the Gopher, sped on his way to the North Pole, unafraid of all the dangers around him. Sometimes he walked. Sometimes he skipped. And for a little bit of variety, sometimes he ran. Sometimes by auto. Sometimes by airplane. And because he was a gopher, sometimes he'd burrow under the ground for a mile or so, just to keep warm. Now then, Gus was approaching the land of the midnight sun. On and on went our hero, until there on the tip-top of a hill of gleaming ice stood the North Pole, all striped red and white like a stick of peppermint candy. And right next to it was Santa Claus's workshop.
Gee, that was a tough trip. Well, guess I'll knock at the door.
Come in.
Guess I'll go in.
And there in the middle of the room was Santa Claus, tears streaming down his chubby red cheeks, and sitting all about him were his little helpers. And what do you think they were doing? They were all a-sneezing and sneezing so hard that they blew the little wigs off the little dolls, and they blew the wheels off the little red wagons, and they blew the little trains off their tracks. And then Gus said,
"Attention, men. Listen to me. The children all over the world are waiting for their Christmas presents."
And then a queer little man, seemed to be older than all the rest, stepped up. He was only 3 inches high.
"We're sneezing so hard that we can't work."
"But you must work. Listen to this, little helper. Here's a message from my pal, Two-Ton Baker."
Randy the Rabbit was wondering why Santa Claus had passed him by. His stockings were empty, and that made him cry, oh dear.
"Tell us what happened to Christmas. It didn't come round this year."
Frances the fox wished that she were dead. She didn't get her doll and she didn't get her sled. There was no Christmas dinner except water and bread. Oh dear.
"Tell us what happened to Christmas. It didn't come round this year."
Our woodland life so jolly is blue and melancholy. December 25th's a plain old day. Oh, Santa Claus and little men, how could you let us down? We'd like to have our presents, if we may. All the good little girls and the good little boys have lost their hopes for Christmas toys. Just listen to them, what a mournful noise. Oh, dear.
Tell us what's happened to Christmas. It didn't come back this year.
But Gus, you forgot something.
Who, me?
Yes, you. How about your magic medicine that cures sneezes and sniffles?
Oh, boy, I plumb forgot. Line up, little helpers. 2 swallows for each of you, and your sneezes and sniffles will all be gone. Over here, Timothy.
Oh.
You next, Jonathan.
Hey.
You, Mitchell. And you, Arthur. Next, Vincent.
Gus, you're a hero. Now we can do our work, and when all the toys are made, we'll have a party. Every helper will have a stocking full of good things to eat, a brand new pipe, turkey and plum pudding and pumpkin pie.
Hey! And so Santa Claus and all his little helpers worked hard all night through until every last doll and every little red wagon and all the presents were all finished. And then when Christmas morning came, every stocking in the land was filled. And do you know who did it all? Why, yes, it was Gus the Gopher. Gus, you're a hero.
Who? Me?
Yes, you. Merry Christmas!